The next patient is Mr. Richard Rivera. Rivera is R-I-V, like in Victor, E-R-A. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has a history of HIV and also history of hepatitis C. He's followed by the infectious disease Dr. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N. The patient is also taking acyclovir for the history of herpes simplex. This patient has been involved in his care, and he has been recovering from his past. And he's functional. The patient has a laboratory workup that was done. The serum creatinine 1.73 has come down to a serum creatinine of 1.42 on February 1st, 2024. The estimated GFR has increased to 55 mLs per minute. He has been exercising. He has been losing weight. The albumin creatinine ratio is elevated at 91. However, the protein creatinine ratio is just 77 milligrams per gram of creatinine. We are going to continue with the same approach. Number two, this patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading was elevated 146 over 94. The patient claims that the blood pressure is better at home. A blood pressure log is requested to be the follow at least for 2 weeks and let us know the results so we can adjust the medication if we have to. The patient is in several medications that include the administration of amlodipine, 5 milligrams twice a day, hydrochlorothiazide once a day, losartan 50 milligrams BOBID, metoprolol 25 milligrams BOBID. Following number. The patient has a history of herpes simplex relapses, and for that reason is suppressed with the administration of acyclovir. Following number, the patient has a history of hepatitis C. The viral load is negligible. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. This patient is going to be followed in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.